Neighbouring cricket clubs merge players and facilities. Two former rival cricket clubs have entered a new era by merging ahead of the season. Birmingham Sports Cricket Club and South Woodham Ferrers, keen competitors in the T Ripon Mid Essex League, are now under the banner of South Woodham and Birmingham Cricket Club. It will field four Saturday teams with matches played at their two bases, Millfields in Birmingham and Saltcoats Park in South Woodham. There will be cricket for juniors and regular training sessions for youngsters aged between 7 and 12. Merger is hoped to be mutually beneficial for both clubs, which are about 15 minutes apart by car. A formal agreement was made over the winter after players of both clubs were invited to vote and unanimously chose to link up. It is also hoped the partnership will help cricket in the area thrive. A new club badge has been designed, incorporating features of previous emblems, and new playing kits created. Sponsors including Ilachi Indian Restaurant, the Railway Public House, Mr. G's Foundation, and Clay Ratnage & Co. have shown support. Club chairman Chris Hawkins said, "This merger is hugely exciting and we look forward to seeing what the next months and years bring as we all begin a new chapter. It made perfect sense for the two clubs to join forces and everyone has been fabulously supportive and positive. Our four teams will cater for all standards of cricketer, plus there will be Sunday cricket, and we are committed to sharing our great sport with juniors who are keen to give it a go." An inter-club match has been arranged for Saturday, April the 27th at Saltcoats, with the league campaign getting underway on May the 4th. Meanwhile, Birmingham Rugby Club is celebrating the start of building work on a new clubhouse, which will include changing rooms, a physio room and toilet and shower facilities. The scheme will enable the club to become independent from its neighbours at the Denji 100 Sports Centre. Bob Blunden, Birmingham on Crouch Rugby Club president, said, "It is definitely needed. It gives us independence and the income to keep what we've got going. The club has launched a buy a brick scheme to help finance the project.